Stands at my threshold. That name means nothing to me. Come, step into the firelight so I may see your face. Tell me, what brings you to my realm? And be quick about it. So the whispers are true. It's awakened once again. And you seek to stand in its path? Ha! It's a hero you wish to be, then. It's no wonder such things have been long forgotten by your distasteful kind. Perhaps once the meaning of that word was understood, but now such things only exist in stories. These forces that you wish to defy are fearsome, and far beyond the strength of a mere man. It's older even the soil you now stand upon, and seek to bring about a cleansing this world desires beneath a wave of blood. I would be Baroness in their new world. But if I choose to stand at their side, no longer condemned to these hollowed woods, I have no interest nor time for your petty squabble. Cast your shadow on someone else's home. Is that your plan? To threaten me in my own realm? I can smell the sweetness of the ancient blood coursing through your veins. A familiar taste upon your flesh that brings me back. A taste I had all but forgotten. Yet the memory is still as vibrant as ever. It was your ancestors who drove me here at the point of spear and that sword. Threatened with a pyre fit to bathe the earth in flame greater than the most fearsome siege these lands have ever seen. I do not fear you or your empty threats anymore. How dare you come into my home, begging for my aid at the point of that thing in your hand? These shadows that surround you, can you see them? Lurking there at the corners of your vision. They are the same that make your spine quiver in the depths of your darkest nightmares, feeding upon your fear. They are no mere illusion, no trick of sorcery. Gaze deeper into mine eyes. There you will see their gnashing teeth. They hunger as they always have. Insatiable they are. I alone am the reason you are still alive, and they do not fear steel nor fire like I once did. If you were a lesser man, you would be pissing yourself right now, screaming with the madness of terror, having just glimpsed so deeply into the abyss. Yet I see defiance in your eyes, and a fortitude that is quite unlike any I have seen in my many years. Perhaps it would bring me pleasure in breaking you. Fine. Mayhap I have but a few moments to play. Tell your men to wait outside. You will not want them to see what happens next, should you agree to what I offer. Good. Now, on your knees. My dear prince, if you came here desperate enough to seek my aid, you must know there is a price to be paid in full. It is both I and these powers that still remain beyond the veil that demand a sacrifice. Now do as I say, and kneel. Good dog. You will submit to my control, body and soul. You will forsake all other idols and praise me and my power, for I shall become your goddess of worship. Does that sound like something you are capable of? Remain where you are. That is not all. That is what the spirits of the wards demand of you. Mine is a far steeper price. I have never lain with royalty, and to be honest, I'm quite curious about what all the fuss is about. But it is not merely sex that I'm after. I have my own ways of achieving orgasm without the aid of living beings. No. I do not seek simply pleasure, although I will not refrain from my own enjoyment. I demand from you a child. Spare me. I know of your betrothed, the princess of silken golden hair. I have seen through the raven's eyes that roost upon the citadel's rooftops and am well aware of her beauty. The fantasy of many man's carnal desires while he strokes his manhood, I'm sure. I care not for the guile of love. I simply wish for a child of regal birth, one whose ancestors were once mine enemies. For only with the mixing of our bloods will this magic be its strongest, and only then can I spit upon their graves. So, what say you, Prince? Crawl to me if you accept. I will not play this game with you all night, good prince. The faster you decide, the more quickly this display of humiliation will end. You must obey and appease me in every way, for if I am dissatisfied, you will leave here empty-handed and face the darkness alone without my aid.
A wise choice.
Such a fine taste. These lips have tasted much blood and flame. They will do well to serve my naked flesh. Now, worship me. Press your lips to the dirt like a lowly peasant. Now raise your head and gaze upon my beauty. Do I not take your breath away? Do you not see power in my flawless flesh? Begin with my feet, my lord. Kiss the tops of my feet. Make me feel like a regal queen upon my meager throne of death and misery. Make offer your prayers and worship to my perfect toes. Taste the mud of the commoner that stains them. How does that taste, my lord? Now use your tongue like a dog. Oh, that's it. Lap my sore souls. Clean them for your powerful mistress. Taste the earth of endless lands they have walked upon for a time beyond measure. Places you have yet to see, and places you will never lay eyes upon. Good dog. Suck the toes now. Enjoy my feet. Yes, that's good. Oh, I can see you growing for me. Your cock hardening in your trousers with my toes in your mouth. If only your beloved could see you now. Oh, no. Don't you dare stop. I would expect you to be wiser than that. To stop now will only result in the violent end of your men just outside my hovel. And you wouldn't want that now, would you? No, I thought not. Let me wiggle my toes in your mouth. Oh, such a good dog. Now, show me that cock of yours, my lord. Take it out of those tight trousers and let me see it while you suck my toes. Oh, my. Such a hung young prince, are we? Oh, yes. I can tell by the way your cock drips upon my earthen floor you're enjoying yourself, despite your protests and the look of anger within your eyes. Tell me, is it your beloved's toes you're imagining? Or are you perhaps here, in this moment, with me? Oh, wait. Hold your tongue. I care not. Oh, the feel of your tongue between my toes sends shivers up my spine, a feeling which has been decades since I last felt. Ah! Ah! Oh, God damn it. Oh. Come here between my legs. I want you to taste me. Put that sharp tongue of yours to good use. Oh, that's it. Run your tongue up my taut legs. I care not if you pretend me to be your beloved in your mind's eye. Do what you must. Just know she will never be as sweet-tasting as me. Oh, yes. Let me spread my milky white thighs. Smell me. Smell how wet I am with anticipation. I can feel myself running down my inner thighs. By the goddess, it's been so long. Oh, by the nine realms. Oh, use that tongue, you royal dog. Oh, yes. Oh,
yes.
Oh, serve me. Worship me. Yes. Yes, I am the fount of everything you need, yes. Oh, drink from me, yes. 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 Oh, such talented lips. Oh, your tongue. Oh, yes. Oh, you filthy beast. Oh, delve that tongue deeper. Oh, move that tongue down and flick it against my ass. Oh, taste my little arsehole. Run it back up to my pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, the way you tickle my arsehole. Oh, your tongue work puts even the demons to shame. Oh! Oh! God! Yes! Oh! Yes! 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 Oh, taste my cunt while I come on your lips. Yes! Yes! Yes, yes, that's it. Lap my cunt. Fuck me with that tongue of yours. Taste me. Revel between my legs and worship my pussy. Yes, yes, yes. Yes! Oh! Yes! 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 Oh! 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 Yes! Yes! Oh! Oh! God! Yes! Oh! Oh, my, does my prince have some skills? Now... Why is it you close your eyes? Am I not a beauty to rival even the finest whore? Is my voice not the smoothest silk upon your ears? Can my bare and supple flesh not hold a candle to your beloved dressed in all her finery? Look at me. That's better. Such a large and beautiful cock. Tell me, has it entered your beloved princess yet? It hasn't, has it? I can tell by the way it throbs in my hand, the way you gently thrust into the grip of my tight fingers. That is why you look away. How badly you must have wanted her the first time you laid eyes upon her. Few are granted such beauty as hers. Tell me. How many lonely nights upon the road here have you dreamt of her, your hand stroking this fine, smooth shaft, imagining it were her lithe frame atop you? I wonder, will you tell her of me? Unburden your conscience and tell her of the horrors of the Hollow Wood Witch? Or will you keep our bargain a secret? For what princess would want a cock tainted by the dark arts anywhere near their delicate flower? Such is the flavor of royal cock. I can imagine how you want to do what you want. How about you want to take me? I can see your thoughts. You want nothing more than to grasp me by the horns in your strong hands and ram this cock down my throat. Use your strength to force me to obey you. turn me into but a simple toy of lust and pleasure, and justify it to yourself that I was but a whore, a temptress of lust, laying upon your path to redemption of your lands, and reunite yourself with your betrothed. Your rage is burning through your veins like fire, and it only makes me wetter, my love. Come, sit upon my throne of bones, a throne more fitting for one who has sent many to their graves. Let me gaze upon that throbbing cock of yours. I demand my payment, young prince. I will have what is mine, or I will watch and dance in the embers of this world as it burns. Shall I curtsy before you, like some fine lady of the court, before I mount thine royal lap? No, I think not. What comes next, my prince, will haunt your days until their last. This I promise. Oh, oh, yes. Kiss me, my prince. Remain here with me. Enjoy yourself. Give in. Yes. Oh, my goddess. Oh, I can feel you so deep inside me. So long it has been since a mortal has been within these tight walls of my glory. You should feel honored, my prince. Pray to me every night. Pray that your beloved's cunt can ever compare to mine own. Take my nipples into your mouth. Roll them with your tongue. Flick the bones pierced through them. Ah! Oh, fuck, yes, let me fuck you harder. Oh, 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 take hold of my ass and fuck yourself up into me. Oh, oh, that's it, my prince. Fuck your harlot. Bury your bone inside me. Fuck me like your betrothed. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, yes. The feeling of your cock throbbing inside me is sending me over the edge. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Yes. Yes. Oh. 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 Yes. Oh, yes, dog. Fill me with your seed. Give me the child I desire, and I will give you power beyond imagination. Come for me. Come deep inside my cunt and pump that fat cock inside me. Fill me with your warmth and feel my power pouring into your body as you pour forth into mine. Oh, 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 yes, oh, yes, yes, oh. Oh, 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 I want it. Give it to me. Give me that cock. Give me that seed. Oh, yes. Oh, 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 I can feel you throbbing. Come for me, my prince. Come deep inside me. I need to feel it. I need to feel your balls throbbing against my ass as you fill me with your hot ropes of cum. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, fill my cunt. Oh, yes. So, yes. So hot and warm. Fill me with your child. Oh. I will miss the taste of these lips. Before you leave, my prince, remember my promise. You will never forget this night. Night after night, you will awaken beside your beloved in bed. Your cock is hard as steel and dripping with cum as you relive this night you shared with me. You will remember the feeling of my tight, wet cunt wrapped around your cock as you thrust the last of your seed into my womb. You will think of the child you have wrought with the one your people once feared, and that which you will never lay eyes upon. For I am forever inside your mind, delving my roots deep into your thought, and there I shall remain. For that is the true price you pay for power.